Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse, Fashionable East Cobb, where we are continuing through the egg extravaganza. But when you talk about the two giants in their genre, toy stores for culinary and the ultimate cooking experience, wouldn't it be awesome if one day they could take those two behemoths and marry them together? Not only have they, it's happening, and it's happening right now throughout the city of Atlanta as Big Green Egg and Cook's Warehouse all over the city are pairing up for an extravaganza day. We're so honored to have the lady, like Ed Fisher is to the egg, Mary Moore is to Cook's Warehouse. Let's give it up for Mary Moore.
Yay. Yay.
Mary, long time, hasn't it?
It's been, we're in our 21st year. Can you believe
that?
Wow.
Really?
God, I started when I was five.
I was going to say, because, you know, I told the first thing I said to you, how bitter I was with you.
Right.
Because, I mean, every year when I get a chance to run into Mary, because she's all over the place, all over the world. If you follow her on Facebook, it's like everywhere in the world where there's culinary. She never freaking ages.
Aww.
The woman is ageless. And she, see, these are the kind of people I'm bitter about, Chef Eric. We talk about that. We're bitter with people like this. She got all the looks, all the talent, all the brains, left absolutely nothing for me.
And you're very kind, but that's not true.
Oh, please.
That's not true. And
but
God
anyway,
bless Mimi, my grandmother. That's where that comes from.
Wow. Well, guess what? You got the proper ingredients for the perfect product.
Thank you.
Mary, we sent out a trivia question just before the break. That's why the timing of you coming here was so exceptional. The question was, where was the first show Chef of the Fat Man ever did on air ever? And you remember.
I do.
Yes, it was at Cook's Warehouse.
Absolutely.
And that was when you were just, well, yeah, I guess you had two at the time.
Two stores, right.
Yeah.
And so honored to do it. And how much fun to watch you grow over the years
all
of the wonderful things that you've done. I mean, come on.
Did you ever think we'd be nominated for a James Beard?
Love it. Yes, actually. And why not? Because
well,
you're bringing
you know
the culinary scene to Atlanta in such a wonderful and interesting way.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chef Eric has been, he's really brought the culinary, our culinary level to a whole nother level, and I was fortunate enough to find Chef Eric, and well, he found us, we found each other over cigars, but
imagine that.
yeah, what a shock. But Mary, enough about, I mean, 21 years now. I mean, you had a tremendous culinary career ahead of you.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, what? When did it come to you to say, okay, it's one thing to have a thought, a vision, a dream, but then when it's time to finally do it, when did it happen? And where you are today, did you ever think it would go to this extreme?
Well, so as I was cooking professionally over the years, I kept wondering why I didn't have the ultimate resource to find what I needed. And this was pre-internet shopping and a lot more availability and accessibility. But why couldn't I go to a place where everybody was really happy to see you, could talk to you about what you were cooking or looking for, or would place a special order? And it just wasn't in Atlanta. And so that seed was planted a long time ago. And I didn't realize it would all come together until I was in New York City with Scott Peacock cooking for Harry's Farmers Market one weekend. And we went to every cookware store in the city to find a carbon steel crepe pan. We went to all these different places and couldn't find it. I said, I can't believe this. You know, we're
you
in New York.
Chef Eric.
They have everything, right. So he said, let's get a cab. I know the store that has it. And so I thought, well, that's interesting that he has so much confidence in this one business. We get in a cab. We go to Bridge Kitchenware. They had everything under
really?
The sun. Fred Bridge was there. I mean, they had everything. It was dusty, crusty, not great customer service, but it was
New York.
It was the resource. And I walked out of that store after an hour and a half, and I said, Scott, this is it. And it truly was like a lightning bolt. It was a moment in my life where I knew I was going to do it. I had no idea how, when, or where. But I said, I want to go back to Atlanta. I want to be the resource for everything culinary and cooking. I want to teach people how to cook and sell great tools that work.
Well, and obviously, the rest, as they say, is histoire. But but the thing that's exciting about this, I mean, it was really, it's a tough decision. When you make a life decision like that, especially with your reputation in culinary, now you got to change.
So here's where ignorance is bliss, right? Had you told me what my life would be like for the next 3 years in particular in the beginning when it started, I would not necessarily have signed up for it. But I'm so grateful that I had no clue what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Because well, it's been amazing. It's been awesome.
And to see, I mean, we bring in some of the most famous cookbook authors that cook with us, some of the great celebrity. They come here to Cook's Warehouse, and they're just blown away. If they hadn't been here before, which some of them had been to one of your other locations, they go, this is amazing. I wish we had this back home.
Yeah,
so you've really you've set a pattern. Now, even though the internet changed, I think the internet has really changed a lot of things for retail.
It has, certainly.
But the reason I think you have continued to grow is because while the internet is a wonderful place, if you know what you want.
Right.
But if you don't know what you want, you come to Cook's Warehouse when it comes culinarily. It is the ultimate toy store for culinary.
That's right. And we're here for the
yes.
people. You can't go online and have the expertise that we have here in our store. And so we've got the great customer service. I don't hire anybody who isn't passionate about food and cooking and doesn't love people. So it is a warm, inviting environment always. We've got the tools. We can tell you and teach you how to use them. We've got the cooking schools. We do over 800 classes a year. So if you want to learn how to cook, here is the place. We do private classes and custom classes and wedding showers and birthday parties and you name it. And so you can't get all that online, right? You can get things, but you can't get that experience, and you can't have that community, and you can't have that connectedness that is really, truly what food is all about. It's bringing people together.
If you ever have a no class, I can teach it. I've got it down to
a science.
We're
putting that on the schedule. Yes, I like that.
Yeah, you'll learn burgers. You'll learn fries. You'll learn the proper way to reheat fried food. I mean, if you want no class, I got it down to a science. But all kidding aside, you know, Chef Eric has been, he's been a godsend to our show. He's been a godsend to what we've done and to elevate us to another level. But the nice thing about it is he represents the snobby part of the show, and I represent the slob.
Aww.
So we have the snob and the slob. And both of us love this place. I mean, I cannot come in here. My wife
gives
me budget. The right. She-beast says, okay, here's what you get. You got this much money, go nuts.
She's a smart woman.
She is, because if she didn't give me a budget, like the newest thing is this water.
Oh, man.
You know what?
The
only downside to it is it takes all the nasties out of it. So I'm used to tasting a little
building
bit of
your immune system, right? Yeah. You want that piece of it?
I'm missing a little bit of the Chateau Chattahoochee. And since they take all that out of there, it's just nothing but pure, crystal clear, cleanest water you can drink, and for $150.
I know. And for $150, you aren't getting somebody else's Prozac in it either.
Well, and for
it
me,
it may change your mood to have some Aquasana.
but it is now. The great thing about what y'all done, and I love talking about the pairing of two great culinary icons, the Big Green Egg and Cook's Warehouse, because you are to culinary cooking and all the utensils, high quality, top notch, extremely creative, everything you need. And the Big Green Egg is the ultimate cooking experience.
Absolutely.
Putting you two together was a natural. And you always get it because you jumped right on it. And you guys have been doing, and this extravaganza, I mean, literally, people have been buying things that they didn't see prices like this since Ed Fisher was doing clay on the side of the road.
Right.
So they're getting tremendous specials here.
They are. Well, it's just in time for Father's Day.
Yes.
There's no better gift than grilling, right, for Father's Day.
And you know, strictly from a piggish point of view. Ladies, when you're buying an egg, think of it as a selfish thing. If you buy your husband the egg, he will cook better, it will taste better, it will give you much more fun. More importantly, it'll keep him at home because he'll want to run home to cook on the egg. But the beautiful thing is you act like you're giving him too much of love. Yeah, you love to eat better food, and now you don't have to do it.
That's right.
See? I mean, what a pig. What a chauvinistic pig I am.
That's
but
true.
Anyway.
But here's the secret.
Yes.
She's going to wind up cooking on it, too, and loving it just as much.
And they do.
Yes.
When I'm at the mothership.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The women come up and go, I don't even let my husband do it.
It's a great Mother's Day present, too. We passed Mother's Day now.
Birthdays
and Christmas are around the corner.
But you're willing to do a deal for 2016 if they want to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. And I love my egg.
Yes, you give
and
you
give. One of my favorite cooking vessels. And if I'm inside, it's Wolf.
Yes.
Those go hand in hand, too.
Oh, yes. Chef Eric and I are very familiar with Wolf. And
yes.
It's awesome. Although, I got to tell you.
He's cooking on it today.
I got to tell you, the Chef Eric got me hooked on it. And, of course, since we travel, we can't buy a big one to go on the road with.
Right.
Induction burners.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. He bought one Then I bought two because I got to be twice as good as him.
Right.
So I bought two, and I took them down to my camp at Mexico Beach, and then I bought two for the house. I have a gas range. I don't even use it. I just use those two induction burners, those portables.
Yeah. It's the most efficient way to cook, period.
It's so easy.
Less heat in the kitchen.
Oh.
You use less energy. It is automatic on and off like gas. It is a gift. And you know, it started here in the U.S. in the 70s. We didn't adopt it. It went to Europe, and now it's finally coming back.
Was that the phaser system?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Show off.
Yes. That's actually when I learned to cook. They had one of those.
Yeah.
One thing I will tell you, though, Mary Moore is a great American. And the reason I say that is, American-made products, my friends, we talk about this on our other show. We've forgotten how great America is.
Absolutely.
Mary Moore does not forget.
No.
And you will not see, very, very few products are not American-made. One of the criteria is it had better be unable to get anything else, or it's going to be American-made.
But I think it's best of class, though, as well.
Yes.
I
mean,
you've got
it
to
is
be,
best of class.
You have to be fair. If there's a product from around the world that's...
Sure.
Like a Wusthof knife.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not everything is best in class made in America, but we get it where we can, and we try really hard to source.
Yeah.
American, and the beautiful thing is manufacturing is coming back to America.
Yeah, yes. It is. It has been.
Including knives. The Rain Onion, I mean the Rain Onion, the Ken Onion Rain knives are a great example. American steel, American manufacturing, and an American designer.
I got to look at those. I haven't seen
First
those.
Innovative cutlery. In 80 years.
Really?
Yes. In America. Made in America.
And it's made and purchased right here.
That's right.
At Cook's Warehouse. Mary Moore, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tremendous success. And I look forward to seeing you in 13 more years when we're having another extravaganza.
I can't wait.
And you won't age. And I will. And if Chef Eric will be rolling me in. But that's okay. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life and the greatest people on earth. Mary Moore is just another classic example of what makes Atlanta great, what makes cooking great. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of fashionable East Cobb right here at Cook's Warehouse East Cobb. And we will be right back.